Greetings from the voice of Allan Kardec.
And welcome from the voice of the spirits.
We are here again today to take you on another audio journey through the Spirits book by Allan Kardec. Today we will finish up Guardian Angels, Protector, Familiar, and Sympathetic Spirits, covering questions 515 to 521.
Enjoy.
Question 515. What should be thought of persons who seem to attach themselves to others in order to lead them inevitably into perdition, or, on the other hand, to guide them along the path of the good?
Some persons exert a certain effect on others. They hold a kind of spell over them that seems irresistible. When this happens for evil, they are, in fact, evil spirits whom other evil spirits employ in order to better subjugate their victims. God may permit this in order to test them.
Question 516. Could our good spirit or an evil one incarnate in order to follow us more directly in life?
This sometimes happens, but they frequently entrust this task to incarnate spirits who are sympathetic with them.
Question 517. Are there spirits who attach themselves to an entire family in order to protect it?
Some spirits link themselves to the members of the same family, who live together and are united by affection. However, do not believe in spirit protectors of race pride.
Question 518. Since spirits are attracted to individuals out of sympathy, are they attracted to groups of individuals for particular reasons as well?
Spirits prefer places where they can be amongst those who are like themselves. In such places, they can be more at ease and surer of being listened to. Humans attract spirits because of their tendencies, whether as individuals or as a collective group, a city or a nation. Thus, there are societies, cities, and nations that are assisted by spirits of greater or lesser advancement, depending on their character and the passions that dominate them. Since imperfect spirits withdraw from those who repel them, the moral purity of a collective whole, like that of individuals, tends to repel evil spirits and attract good ones. The latter awaken and maintain a sense of the good in the masses, in the same way that the former may inspire in them the worst passions.
Question 519. Do groups of individuals such as societies, cities, and nations have their own special protector spirits?
Yes, because such groups are collective individualities that are headed towards a common objective and therefore have the need of higher direction.
Question 520. Are the protector spirits assigned to groups of a more advanced nature than those who are linked to individuals?
Everything is relative to the degree of advancement, whether of groups or of individuals.
Question 521. May certain spirits help the arts to progress by watching over those involved in them?
There are special protector spirits who assist those who invoke them and whom they deem worthy. But what could you expect them to do for those who deem themselves to be something which, in fact, they are not? They cannot make the blind see or the deaf hear.
Author's remarks for question 521. The ancients made special deities of such spirits. The muses were the allegorical personification of the protector spirits of the arts and sciences, just as the family protector spirits were designated by the names of Lares and Penates. Among moderns, the arts and the various industries, cities and countries also have their own patrons or protectors, who are high-order spirits, but under other names. Since all individuals have their own sympathetic spirits, it thus follows that in all collective groups, the overall quality of the sympathetic spirits corresponds to the overall quality of the individuals composing them, and that foreign spirits are attracted to such groups out of similarity of taste and thoughts. In other words, these groups, as well as the individuals comprising them, are more favorably surrounded by protector spirits, or they are less surrounded by them, and they are assisted and influenced according to the nature of the thoughts of the majority. Among nations, the causes that attract spirits are their customs, habits, their dominant character, and, above all, their laws, for the character of a nation is reflected in its laws. Humans who ensure that justice reigns among them combat the influence of evil spirits. Wherever laws consecrate injustices that are contrary to humanity, good spirits are in the minority, and a mass of evil ones flood in, keeping the people of that nation stuck in their ideas and paralyzing the occasional good influences which become lost in the crowd, like isolated stalks of corn in the midst of weeds. By studying the customs of nations or of any group of individuals, it is therefore easy to get an idea of the invisible population that is melding in their thoughts and actions.